Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for listening today to the podcast. We count it joy and a privilege that you would take time to listen and allow the Word of God to transform your heart and life. That's what Scripture does. It changes us. It tells us who God is and always points to our Redeemer, Jesus. I grew up in a small town in South Carolina with three stoplights, one grocery store, and where everyone knew each other. When I was born, my parents named me Rhonda Carroll. They called me Rhonda Carroll until I got to high school. And when I got in trouble, I know it's hard to believe, but I heard, "Rhonda Carroll, you come here." I knew I had done something that caused the double name call. That was 40 years ago, and nothing has changed. When I go back to my parents to visit, without fail, we run into people that knew me when I was a child. And you guessed it, they call me Rhonda Carroll. It's funny to hear sometimes because only the people that really know me call me Rhonda Carroll. It's the name my parents gave me, and it's the name everyone I grew up with knows. Jesus was given a name by God our Father before he was born. Listen to Matthew 1:21. She, meaning Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus' name had a purpose. He would save people from their sins. Paul later writes in the New Testament about the name of Jesus. I love this passage. Listen to Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. A few things that I glean from that scripture that I pray is an encouragement to you today from Philippians chapter 2. It's talking about the name of Jesus. Number one, the name of Jesus has power. It has power to save, power to heal, power to judge, and power to redeem. Number two, the name of Jesus, when you speak the name of Jesus, peace comes. Number three, at his name, at just the name of Jesus, the scripture says that every knee will bow because of who he is. He is God. He is holy and worthy. And the name of Jesus is strong. It's strong enough to cause every person to confess he is Lord. His name, Jesus. The name of Jesus saves. The name of Jesus transforms. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's a promise from Scripture from Romans 10:13. There's just something about the name of Jesus. It's really like no other name. When I was a little girl, I remember my mom cleaning house and singing this little tune. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away. There's just something about that name. Isn't that good? Think about the name of Jesus today. Right now, as you are listening, say the name of Jesus. Say his name with me, Jesus. There really is something about his name. Call on Him today, my friend, to help you, to guide you, to transform your life, to give you peace. He is able and ready to listen when you call on the name of Jesus.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.